to do one about lights and candles and electricity and all those kinds of things that we use. Do you want to start it? What do you remember about candles and how did you get light?
Well, of course, I don't remember us burning candles for lights. What did they use for lights before they had candles?
Well, I think we had oil. I think that came first. Oil, kerosene lamps.
Well, kerosene lamps wasn't the first, of course. It was candles before kerosene lights.
Oil, was that the only kind they used, was kerosene?
Kerosene oil. Kerosene. Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have a tallow in with a wick in it?
The tallow for
the wick in it.
For the, yes.
You put the
you'd have a candles. They had a wick for the candles. We had a mold that you could turn the oil, the grease, it wouldn't be oil, it would be grease, in, and it would be a half them, and it would be the shape of a candle. It goes up the top and the bottom to it.
Uh-huh.
And before it got real hard, they had to have those, they were like strings, and pull through the molds, you know, and press them together again, and then let them get hard.
What was the mold made out of?
What?
What was the mold made out of? Metal?
Metal.
Mm-hmm. And he used fat. Mm-hmm. What? When that burned, did it smell?
I suppose so. It wasn't in my day.
I wonder if it did.
Well, we have candles with oil. They're made from wax.
They're made from wax, but this was made from fat.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, the same thing.
Sure.
When the fat gets cold.
You wonder when it gets warm. It was a mess.
Because we have that, the altars, because call that purity coming from the land. You know, we didn't use anything else but the wax.
Wasn't all of their living more of a mess?
The honey.
We call it a mess bees. Now.
Beeswax, that's what it was. The candles. Yes.
I wonder what kind of fat they used. I suppose,
well, it would be either, they call it tallow, so it would be beef.
Mm-hmm. Or buffalo.
Buffalo?
Yes, it could be that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make wax candles?
We had the form of a candle. There is a group of those pipes put together, the whole set.
Oh.
And I guess we destroyed them and then felt looking at it.
Oh, wouldn't you like to have it now?
It'd be about six or eight of those holders, you know. Mm-hmm. That would be good. Didn't you?
And you put the wax in there.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And I have no idea what we done to did with it. We kept tossing it around here and there and wasn't using it, of course. After we threw it, we forgot our other lights. I cannot remember. It just looked like a, well, like I say, six or eight of those pipes that were
put together. Was that made out of metal, too?
Oh, yes.
Iron? Metal. Must have been pretty heavy metal, so it wouldn't be burned.
Yeah, just a, put the wax in.
How often did you make candles?
I don't remember.
I wonder how long one of those candles would burn. One of those tallow candles.
Well, I know they'd light it and they use it for lights in their homes, the homes they had.
Then they had kerosene lamps, huh?
After that. Oh, yes, kerosene lamps for something, them days. And the size of the wick, and it would be, hardly an inch.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, but much less than an inch.
And when it breaks down, you have that little lever on there that you can turn it up and draw it up again so that...
Yeah, that was another thing they had to make, have made. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they got them.
So you just turn
for
it
the
up
kerosene
again.
Lamps. Would be the burner.
That was the...
That would hold the wick. And the wick would run down into the bowl of the lamp.
And then you see I had that thing that covered that bowl of kerosene. That was screwed right in there, you know.
Mm.
It was a regular thing you screwed on the bottle.
Mm.
Or whatever it was if you turn up the lamp. The lamp, I mean, you see there'd be a...
You mean the little...
Yeah, there'd be quite a large thing that you such as this here. Oh, what you call it, that holds it. It's screwed on, it's screwed into that.
The burner.
Bowl, like a bowl, you know.
Burner.
Burner. Yeah,
that'd
burner.
Be a burner.
The burner.
Yes,
that's
of course.
That's the burner. The burner. So that was...
Were they dangerous? Did they ever tip over and burn?
Oh, yes.
The candles?
The kerosene lamp?
If you
well,
did.
Of course, if they were handled roughly, they would tip over, yes.
You know what I always wondered is how they carried those candles around. You know, you see in movies, in castles, and all those old days when that was it. I'm sure they didn't even have anything else. Some fireplaces. And they carry those candelabras up the stairs and all around to light their way to bed. It's a wonder they didn't burn up.
Accidents, especially if they had a tablecloth on the table and a child come along pull that down. There's been fires from that. The child was burnt.
I'm sure.
Child was burnt. It's an accident like that.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Tilly? Did you want to say?
Well, I said that Davey had a watch the chimney branch. And when we first got married, when we went out to Davey, my husband on the deer can clean it. They didn't have no lights there. So and my husband had already gone in the land and left because he had to do a lot of book work at night. He had to take care of that at night. So my mother gave me a lamp to take along. So we had that for a long time before we got electricity.
What's an Aladdin lamp?
That's well, it's got a kind of a bag in there. You light that. They break all easy. So I never dare touch it because it breaks so easy. I don't know what you can do.
I called it a mantle.
Kind of
a mantle.
What did it look like? The mantle is what you light?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the...
The mantle is what you light and then you...
That goes
then leave it alone until it got its air, and then it would spring out, and the boy it made a wonderful light. Did you ever have one, Esther, at your home, a mantle?
Yes, and it used to get so black sometimes.
Yes.
And it formed sort
get
of
air
a
enough. Uh-huh.
Black substance.
I suppose you had one, too. Yeah. They went all over the country before we got all of us got electricity.
And then there was another thing. They had red kerosene. Now, I don't know why the difference, but I know my brother and sister were playing a doctor, and he gave her this red kerosene.
Oh,
and
yes,
poisoned her.
Oh, gosh.
Poisoned her terribly. There was something in the kerosene that made it red.
Oh, he thought, oh my dear. What did they do, pump
his stomach? Yeah, but you know, that kerosene gave him all a good life.
Yes, it did.
Uh-huh. What was in it, Ray? Why was it red?
I don't know. Just red kerosene.
That gave better light than the other?
Mm-hmm.
Probably any, if he'd given her any kerosene, it might have poisoned her, but that red kerosene had something in it that poisoned her so much more, I guess.
What did they do for her?
I don't remember that.
Gosh. Funny that she'd eat it. I mean, you know, it would taste so
well.
Well,
doctor.
She wasn't very
good. This doctor. No, see, they were small.
She sure was. She was very young at the time. Archie wasn't very much older.
No.
Uh-huh.
I suppose people went to bed when it got dark and got up when it got light, didn't they?
Oh, no, I don't think that.
You might just go to bed when the daylight yet.
I think that pushed those lamps in. Seemed like you would be pretty good with them. And we had a lantern to carry back and forth from that one to the other.
We still have a kerosene lantern that we keep around for explosives and stuff.
And they got the gas light. How did we manage that?
I don't know.
There's a gas light.
You pump it up. Something with a pump. You pump up.
Yeah, it's a gas light.
I don't remember how that went either.
Was that a lamp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, years ago, you used to buy the house and put a gas light.
And then we had all large lampshades and colored ones, you know, painted ones. And
what kind of gas was it? Natural gas? Or
White gas.
White gas?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to have that brought out in tanks? Or where'd you get it?
Just in little tanks. I think, you know, that form one to the end to it.
But you could light the whole house with that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I bet that
was fun. All the yard just shone.
Oh.
Gas lights. Well, they had those downtown. Remember this was gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, got downtown, you know.
Was that dangerous to have your house?
They had the light poles, they called them.
Did they have to light them by hand at night then?
They had... They turn all the lights would go off at once when they turn them. They had a way of, automatic. Yeah, automatic.
Did you have to light the gas lamps at home? You had to strike a match and light it yourself.
Yeah.
It didn't just come on like electricity.
Sometimes when there was a storm, see, all the lights would go off. You know. That's what they call the lights on the window.
You look at each other. They don't actually see on this leg and on me. They know what you're talking about.
What?
I see you were sitting there and kind of grinning. I don't really know what they're talking about.
Oh, I think you know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Far back, you don't remember much of it. That's why I like.
I was just trying to picture gas lamps, or gas lights. Trying to light them, I'd probably be scared of them. Afraid they'd blow up on me.
If I was all afraid of that land lamp, I never light it myself. Because I was afraid that, I don't know, they had it. It's like a little sack of one in there would burn, and that would break so easy if you happened to touch it. Wasn't just such that, and then that would burn tonight.
Could you read by it?
Oh, yeah.
Just good light.
I meant extra good light.
real bright. Yeah, I suppose you have to do your housework, your dishes, and
yeah,
maybe they ate sooner. So they didn't have so much time. When did they get electricity? When did you get electricity?
I'm thinking 34 we got it.
How was that accident? Who invented that? It came through when the lightning struck something.
Benjamin Franklin?
Yes, that's it. He went ahead and...
Kite in the storm.
That's where it was. And they said he was crazy to do such a thing. What are you working on that for?
Now, where would we be without it now?
Yeah.
There, now we come to the bottom of lights. The bottom of it.
What do you remember about getting electricity? Did it take a long time? Who brought it?
Well, there used to be a fellow named Zimmerman that lived out here, west of, east of Wasika.
And he I'd like to remember his name.
Bill Zimmerman, wasn't it?
What?
Bill Zimmerman?
No. Not the one I'm thinking of. He'd be a nephew of Mr. Sheldon.
Mr.
Sheldon that lived southeast of town. Can you think of his name?
Sheldon.
Dykin. Yeah, an airplane that he got killed by.
Dykin?
Dykin.
What were you going to say about him, John?
That's why he was the first one that took care of the Wasika.
Oh, he was.
He kind of started around town.
Yeah, he started building
the lines from one place to the other. So they all wanted to be able to get light.
And you have to have your whole house wired, though, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the wire here. I know he was there a long time before they wired the green mail. They first didn't want to put it in, and then, well, they did. And then they put it in the house. And first you just a cord. You didn't have the wall like we have now. You had just pull the string from the light up on top.
Mm-hmm.
One light. Mm-hmm. Yeah, way true. That made it as simple as they could so it wouldn't cost so much.
Sure.
You know, they go by looks and stuff like now they have it all covered up, the light, the way you press the light. But they didn't use it. And a lot of the bedrooms have a little string in the light.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard to get the wires up in the walls and up in the ceilings?
Well, of course, there was engineering man to do it. You paid for it.
I'm sure you did. Was it real expensive, huh?
Let's
see. It
probably was.
You thought it was wonderful, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Now that's all done when they're putting up a building.
Yes.
That's all done now.
Mm-hmm.
After, when we started out, they had to do all kinds of cutting through places, you know, and getting our wires up in there.
Mm-hmm. Esther, when you folks built your new house, how was it wired? You had a gasoline engine.
Yeah, they had a big engine in the basement.
Yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I remember so often Bennett say, Caddies has put their lights on now.
It made so much noise.
Yes, it shut
the whole house.
What was the gasoline engine for?
To get the lights, get electricity.
Make electricity.
Oh, like a generator.
Yeah.
Did everybody have one of those?
Oh, no.
Just you.
Not very many. I think you folks and Ed Reinicke's were the first
My Uncle Dave's down, but they were down in
Steel County.
Steel County, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most people didn't have that generator though. They just hooked up to the outside, to the poles or whatever. Is that the way it came on poles, like telephone poles? Is that the way they wire it up?
Well, you mean
when they brought it out?
Some years later. It was Dykens way.
That was later on.
Oh, yes.
Well, the first ones were, how did they get the electricity to the house?
I don't know.
They didn't all have these generators.
Well, then we used kerosene lamps and kerosene lanterns, and then the Aladdin lamp, and finally the electricity.
So, do you remember who was the first one that brought it out before Dykens?
No, I don't think it was. Dykens around, not Mount Army. I'm asking Esther about now, she knows.
So Dykens was the first one to put up the poles and bring it all around.
I tell you now, since my memory is failing now, I knew the spot, I could tell you, but now I cannot trace it. Mm-hmm. It was way up, going south, on South Street. What's the stuff? The spot is still named there, and I cannot tell you anything about it.
What was it? The first place that it started?
Yeah. Where it was set up.
Was it REA?
I tell you, I did know how to talk about it, but I just cannot.
Well, maybe it'll come to you.
I do not know.
Well, the REA is what started this country.
Yeah. So, who were the first ones?
You said that was in the 30s?
34.
See, of course, we were still in the country, we wasn't in town. And
when did it start in Waseca? Anybody know when it did start before that in Waseca, I suppose, I mean, in the city? I wonder how big Waseca was in 1934.
Number 4,000, I think.
Was it? I might have guessed that. When I came in 58 or 9, it was about 5,500, 5,000.
Mm-hmm. It was about 41 when we came in, because we were still out. We lived down by Greenland. Kids went to school in Greenland. This is about, we were here, no, we were still down at Greenland when they had that armistice storm.
Oh.
The 11th of November. And that was that one to be remembered.
42.
And we were still down here. We just came into Waseca in 42.
So they had candles made out of tallow and candles made out of beeswax. I wonder what, did the tallow candles, were they white or were they kind of brownish?
Kind of yellowish.
Were they? I just can't imagine those melting.
That armistice storm I had, my children in three different places. I had my son was going to Cleveland School, and my daughter way up in the center. Beyond that, then, but that other place where she was there. And when I had the third one, it was three different schools. Mm. All my young boys were down in Greenwood, young boys. And managed to get them home early in the morning. We heard about this. So they'd taken them home for school already, starting in the morning. So they were
home. I was lucky.
Did you have lights in your bedrooms and all over the house when they first came, or were they just in the main rooms?
No more.
All over the house. Out in the barn, in the yard, mm-hmm. everywhere. Might as well do the whole thing, huh? Mm-hmm.
Where the southern contractors have come up here.
Oh, really? From the south?
Yeah. Hmm. I bet you like to hear them southerners talk.
I bet you like to hear them talk.
Yeah.
Hmm. It must have been quite a job for them.
Yeah. All kinds of weather.
You know, when we first got to Waseca, we landed at on North State Street, and we lived there 34 years. Here.
Oh.
And I had one place.
Where was that?
On North State. And that's, that house is second house south of the greenhouse.
Oh, okay.
Right in there.
Uh huh. 34 years. Mm-hmm. Oh my.
And, see, of course, I lived alone. Had a big garden. Had one lot, empty lot. And, I had planted potatoes, and I got 80 bushels of potatoes out of that lot. I didn't need that. I had all kinds of potatoes to sell. And flowers all around, all kinds of flowers.
Yeah, that's the woman's touch.
Huh?
That's the woman's touch.
I've got to have flowers.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Along the sidewalk, every place around the house, and everywhere you had put. And I always was interested in new kinds of plants. I had like little ones for inside the house, you know, and start that. Like having, different kinds of lily of the valley, and like that.
Mm-hmm. It smells pretty. It smells good, too. Well, did you take lanterns outside?
Sure.
That's what they were for.
Did you hang them from the trees and make lights, or did you just carry them around, or what? How did you do that?
Hang them in the barn. You'd have to have lights in the barn. As poor as they were, you could see.
Yeah, really.
And what was that story about that caused that big fire? It came from a lantern. Who was it?
This is O'Leary's cow.
Oh, yes.
In Chicago.
Yes, that big fire. There's plenty to write about. Lights.
Yeah.
It killed the lantern.
Yes.
Do you remember anything like that happening here?
Oh, yes. There's been accidents from lanterns tipping in the barn, tipping them over, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Get tipped over. Of course, a lantern is safer than something to set down, but plenty of accidents.
Pretty well, it was storming. It was storming outside. We had to go do chores. We went out with a lantern. Your heart was in your mouth. You didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
If it blew out, then you couldn't find your way back?
Well, that wasn't so bad. But how was you going to light it when that wind?
Well, that's true. Yes.
Northwest wind, you know, it struck the light right out of the lantern.
Mm-hmm. I don't this was the same snowstorm or not, and the farmers got caught in it, you know, going home from town or something. After they got on their own property, they even got lost. They're driving around in the fields and didn't know where they were at. That was that storm, Armistice storm, I guess, you know.
Armistice Day.
They couldn't get lost on their own property.
How about in the school buildings? Did they light, how did they light?
They didn't light. Most of them didn't have lamps.
At all?
Some, I had some lamps in some of the school buildings, but not as a rule. I wasn't supposed to work after dark.
So you just had natural light coming in the windows? That's it?
In those days, for the teachers, they had to start their own fires. With some, they did have the people that lived nearby to start the fires, but sometimes they didn't. And then that was not always out for a teacher.
What if it was dark day? You know, sometimes they have dark days that we do, and you can't see to read and write. Did you anyway? Or did you just?
You didn't stop school, did you?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, some days are just dark. It's cloudy and it's...
You put up with them. Use your eyes.
You could see better then? I was wondering how the eyesight was.
Nobody had glasses or anything, you know, so they must have could see.
Remember anything else about lamps or lights or candles or anything? That was a good idea, Jesse. Thank you for bringing it up. I think that was a real good subject. Any of the rest of you that can think of something, we can talk about whatever you want to talk about, too.
Sure.
You know. But I like it. I like it when you think of ideas that you want to talk about. The church?
Something you never put through yet either.
What's that?
Oh, you're talking about candles and lights.
Uh-huh. No. Something new. That's right.
Well, I suppose you were a slicker, huh?
Yeah, I lived in the city. I born in St. Paul.
Do you remember Christmas trees and churches with the little candles?
I don't.
Somebody had to watch the tree so it wouldn't catch
fire. That was my dad's job, allowed to watch the tree. He had a stick, I guess, with rags tied around so he could snuff them out when they got that low so the tree wouldn't catch fire.
You have pails of water sitting around just in
case? Well, I use that snuffer.
Why? Sponges. Oh. Keep them wet.
Yeah. Well, something to do about that like that, you know, it's getting pretty close.
I bet that was beautiful, though.
Yeah, and what a Christmas tree.
How did they, I suppose they lit the churches with candles. Do they have lanterns in the churches too?
No, they had lights.
They had lights.
I suppose in those days, I don't know.
They weren't electric lights. They had some kind of a generator or something, I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
Who built the generator in your house? Did your father?
Well, it was Sue Dykens, I think. I'm not sure either how that.
But it made lots of noise.
Yeah, it was a great big engine that they ran. I didn't live in this house very long then. I soon got married after they got this new house.
Yes. Yeah, that was too bad. You didn't use it very much.
Not very long. I did have my little one, my own bedroom set and that, that I could take with me. Uh-huh. I could take my bedroom suit along when I got married.
Yeah, I remember the big dinner we had in that new house. We were still single.
But nobody loved to entertain that she had this new house.
Yes, that Sunday we had Johnny Kern and Jane and, yeah. And Leo and the next boy. Not the next one, but the third one. That was his name. They were there that Sunday. It's the last time I saw Jane Kern alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She was a school teacher, too.
One time my mother had a picnic supper, all pretenders outside. She has everybody on the floor and served the meal on the floor. She had a wild goose chase one time. That was something. I don't know how she ever got to. She'd have to put a slip someplace and tell you to go to another place. And she put those all out. And she had to do so much running. I don't know how she ever did it. And there were four stories in that house. But she just loved to entertain.
I know John Kern was married to a Kern, was a neighbor of ours that lived in the country. That was Bertha Steiner. That was her maiden name. But of course he died suddenly. What was this now? He died so suddenly. One of us got, he's out in the cornfield when he got this, some contagious disease. He died so suddenly.
I'm going to read Martha's piece about grandparents. And then you can put this one with the grandparents' stories that you already have. I do not remember my grandmother from my mother's side of the family, for she died when I was very young. I do remember my grandfather, but was never very near to him. All of my grandparents came from Germany. My grandparents from my father's side of the family I know because he lived near us. My grandfather came from Luxembourg, so spoke Luxembourg German, which was different from other German. I know when we were in school and stayed with my aunt, my father's sister, and wanted to tell him something, we always had her tell him in Luxembourg German, for most people didn't understand it. In those times, people could listen to telephone conversations. My grandparents moved from the farm to Waseca, and my father and mother rented their farm. It was quite close to Waseca, and Grandpa had a horse and buggy, so they often came out to the farm. I was small and remember sitting on Grandpa's lap and stroking his long beard with my fingers. It must not have felt very good, but he never said anything. My grandmother always had a pocket in her dress and also brought a bag of candy. My aunt, who lived with my grandparents, said that was why we liked her so well. When my sister and brother started school, they only talked German, but when I started, I knew some English that they had taught me. So that's nice to add to our grandparents' stories. Well, our time is already up. I can't believe it. Well, next week we'll just get started a little sooner. Sometimes it takes...